spending a month at the Standing Rock Camp.
I'm Sean Alexander Newmoon. I'm from the Yakima Nation.
So you just got back from Standing Rock.
I just got back from Standing Rock on Tuesday.
What's going on?
A lot. Everything from, you know, the front lines, with the people versus the Army Corps of Engineers and what would be their private security force, which I'm sure you know is Blackwater, G4S. Seen a lot of miracles out there, especially in regards to that attack that I'm sure everyone's heard of with the dogs. A lot of people had were recording at the time, and the after the playback, after the dogs turned on the their handlers, we were reviewing it later on in camp, everyone's phone, but no one could get any footage really. There was all kinds of paranormal interferences on the phone and stuff like that, and people actually seeing images. So the spirits of the disturbed ancestors were definitely there speaking to the animals.
Because the whole point of why that went down is that the corporation was using bulldozers in a graveyard, a
right,
sacred
exactly,
place.
Exactly. Knowingly.
Knowingly. Sean, let's back up a little bit and say, why does all of this matter now?
Well, again, this is not just a native issue. This is a human being issue. The water rights and the land rights of the Dakota, Lakota, Nakota Sioux Nation is just a small piece. I mean, they're for the better benefit of humanity. I mean, it's like, where do we stop? I mean, water is life, meaning Wachoni, you know. Without it, the oil workers aren't going to even be in business without it, you know. Water is the crucial part of our existence.
The other thing that we're reading about is the convergence of many indigenous communities. Can you talk about that? It seems like literally a turning point for the whole planet, frankly.
It kind of – the best way I can describe it is going all the way back to the story of Babel when they were one tribe and they were building a basically a ladder or a building to God, to reach God, to the creator, Wonka Tonka, Allah, whatever, however you identify. I myself had embraced Islam and now learning about my native ways. So, and I thought I was kind of confused at the time, but I've seen so many nations come, full blood natives that are Muslim and vice versa, you know. And now it's like the calling upon all nations. I mean, I've met everyone that have came from Morocco, Palestine, all here in solidarity supporting Standing Rock. So it's about the four directions, the four creations of Earth, whether it be black, red, yellow, and white. It's a happening. It's happening now. Creator has something grand in mind. It's hard to describe. Even for me being there and going back.
So we have spent quite a bit of time covering what's happened in North Dakota. It seems to many of us that are watching, though, that what's happening in North Dakota is a reflection of things that are happening in our own local communities, too. Can you talk about some issues at the Yakima Nation that people have been dealing with that don't seem to get any traction in the wider world or the whiter world, either way that you want to look at that? Mm. How does Standing Rock connect to you here in Oregon?
Well, the way it connects to me is out of everybody on the planet, everyone's been called upon. Those who have answered the call are especially sacred. Everyone has a chance to go, and everyone should go. I have been inspired by so many different events. I tried to leave Standing Rock two times, and the Creator had other ideas for me. Like, the stories are amazing. I could sit here all night and tell you stories about my 1 month there. My purpose there is to address wellness. In any community, we have people that are suffering, whether it be from a substance abuse, a mental defect, grief of lost loved ones. There's so much the trauma that is involved with their people from over the years. My purpose there, and it reflects here in Portland or in Yakima or anywhere in the world, is to address that wellness. I'm on a mission now that that I'm trying to get off the ground to where I'd be taking selected people that are maybe struggling or suffering and they need that healing, because other than the political stuff for the politics and the oil workers and the fight for the land rights and all that, it's about healing and folk in prayer, and that's what we're focusing on first, because the front lines may have bulldozers, the front lines may have yelling, angry people shouting, you know, Mini Wachoni or fighting, but the front line, the true front line, is prayer. That is our front line, and that is our best defense, and that's what we're there for first and foremost, is the prayer.
What do you think is the most important thing for listeners of this humble community radio station to know, especially people who, especially white people? What should we know about what's going on there and what you're saying, that really this is about healing? What's the most important thing?
The most important thing that I believe for people to know is there is a media blackout happening over this. And so it's important for you to take action and for you to get involved, whether that be keep it in your heart and your spirit every day and pray. Because, that again, you don't have to be at Standing Rock to pray. If you have the means, send relief or support. And that can come in any fashion. You can put a clothing drive together or canned food drive. And there's people in every city, in every community in Oregon and over the nation that are taking those donations and they're getting them to the people. We're preparing for winter. So anything helps. The prayer is most important. And I don't understand why. I think it's about containment and control, that the reason that the media blackout is happening. And what media is coming out is of just like any other media, you know, besides our grassroots media, of course, is, you know, it's controlled, you know.
Well, what strikes me about it is that in the United States, our media system is it's a capitalist-driven thing. It's for profit. So if the networks can't figure out how to make money by showing images of what's going on in Standing Rock, then they're not going to do it.
A matter of fact, our the media that is coming out in some cases is like anti-pro water protector. So they're switching it, they're changing it to make it look like things are happening that are not happening. And they're not taking responsibility for the things that are happening. A big problem is it's not what's said, it's what's not said about what's going on.
What's not said? What is it that's not being said?
Well, I mean, where to begin? There's posts that are going around right now. People are not being held accountable for the actions that they're causing. The oil companies are not being held accountable for the desecration of ancient burial grounds. You know, they're never going to talk about that. The attacks that on elder women and children, the dogs were attacking them. They say that we started hitting the dogs with sticks, which is untrue. I was there.
It's interesting about that, too, because I've seen smaller, more grassroots communities of maybe even citizen journalists, such as the organization called Unicorn Riot, that live streamed the attacks by the dogs. Here's another one, though. I saw the most fascinating report by, I feel like it was called Animals 24/7, right? Who's ever heard of that? They did a deep dive into the company that brought out those dogs. They started with the Democracy Now! Coverage. They used screen grabs from the Democracy Now! Coverage, and they dug into the internet, found the names of the female dog handler, right? They identified all of the dog handlers and put them on their website. I believe it is called Animals 24/7. I'd never heard of it before. And they were coming from a principled, left-wing, political, civil rights perspective in, you know, how is it that these – and long into short, they had a lot of analysis about the fact that these dogs actually were not trained, that the dog handlers actually did not know what they were doing, and that no experienced dog handler would urge their dog to attack a group of people. It was fascinating. They approached the entire thing, these journalists from Animals 24/7, as, you know, a handful of white people that were actually a pressing the animals as they tried to force the animals to attack the families and the protectors. Fascinating. And they didn't lift that or aggregate it from the New York Times or anything like that. So could you give us a little sense of who you wish would come forward on this issue, start putting the information out, and start taking leadership to stop this pipeline? Who do you wish you saw stepping up right now to make a change?
Well, first and foremost, it's the Creator's will. Without anything, it is His will, whether what direction man goes, whether he's inspired to do what. I believe with the prayer, those that are needed to be inspired to do the right things will step forward. I have no idea who it needs to take responsibility. First, I need to take responsibility for my actions, what I need to do. And then we look toward our brothers, you know, and sisters in our communities, and we build outward. I don't know. There's diseases of the heart. I don't know if prayer is going to cure those diseases in these people, because, you know, off topic, I mean, there is unfortunately a very large community of people that are just looking for worldly demise. They want to destroy our water resources. They want to destroy our food resources. They want to destroy our education systems. This way, we'll be forced to submit to their will as opposed to the Creator's will. These are entities that are rooted in ceremony just like us. They're rooted, I'm not going to say rooted in Satanism, but like we are here building an army of light, there is quite firmly being built an army of darkness as well. And those are the people that are to control these things.
I don't have any other questions. Is there anything else that you feel should appear or be aired on our community radio station that you have to say or that you want people to know?
I think I about covered it. Thank you.
Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
For KBOO News, I'm Lisa Loving.
Coming up next is Rose City Native Radio, but first we go to Martin and Ken to talk about supporting people-powered community radio, the only 100% volunteer-hosted station in Oregon.
That's a good thing to remember there. We're 100% volunteer-hosted, and the news that you just heard, including Lisa's interview, all volunteers. Well, Lisa's actually on staff. She's our news director. The rest of us are all volunteers here. We call ourselves citizen journalists, going out and covering stories that a lot of the mainstream media, the local stations, the newspapers, Willamette Week, the Oregonian, don't cover. And that's all part of the money that you give us for your membership. This is our fall membership drive. I'm Ken. I'm here with my partner, Martin. Give us a call if you're thinking about becoming a new member. We can walk you through the process. If it's time to renew your membership to KBOO, 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. And Martin, I have I know it's Tickets Thursday and you've got a lot of really great gifts there. I just wanted to give one big shout out thank you to Scott of Southeast Portland. Scott's a renewing member. He actually came in to the KBOO studios, which was fantastic. We got to meet him, got to show him around a little. So thanks very much, Scott. And if you don't want to come into the studios, you're welcome to come in and join us and meet us and get a tour. If you don't want to come in, give us a call, 877-500-5266.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Ken. Yeah, it's remember that number, 877-500-5266, because you're going to need it in a second. Of course, you're going to call up and get a pair of these wonderful tickets for Ticket Thursday. Before we do that, though, you know, Ken, there's a big party coming up here at KBOO. I think it's going to be around the end of October. We're celebrating the 75th anniversary of the KBOO carpeting. And
that is a big event, huh?
Yes. Everybody will come in. Feel free to spill anything on the carpeting, because who cares? Anyway, here's some of the tickets, that pairs of tickets you can get for contributing to KBOO, paying your annual membership. Like, here's one for Moosh and Twist, hip-hop artists at the Hawthorne Theater on September 23rd. Pair of tickets. You can get a pair of tickets with a minimum donation of $60. That's a retail value of $36, so it's not much more than
$5 a month.
Yeah, right. And
Here's a pair of tickets to New Master Sounds on November 17th, the Wonder Ballroom. It's a funk rock R&B band. Minimum donation $75. Retail value $44. For the hip-hop group Futuristic at the Hawthorne Theater on October 1st, minimum donation $60. Retail value of $32. Oh, here's a great one. It's a film, a documentary about Sun Ra, the famous Afro...
The jazz musician from another planet.
Right. It's a movie called Space in the Place at the Clinton Street Theater. Actually, this is four pairs of tickets you can get for October 20th. And that's for a minimum donation of $60 with a retail value of $20.
So give us a call at 877-500-5266 if you're interested in any of those shows. And again, you can do it as a sustaining member of KBOO. That's a monthly donation. So say some of the shows Martin gave us was $60 minimum donation or $75 minimum donation. $60, that's $5 a month. $75, $625 a month. We could set you up with very easy to deduct a credit card, debit card, electronic funds transfer. So please give us a call, 877-500-5266. Or if you like, you can go online at kboo.fm.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 p.m. Coming up next, Rose City Native Radio.
On Thursday, September 29th, from 8 to 10 p.m., Grassroot News will celebrate Fall 2016 with P-Funk as we get up for the downstroke with a deconstruction and celebration of George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars. Dr. Funkenstein and his contribution to music will be examined, as well as politics on the national and local level. So